you aren't really a content creator unless you are able to express opinions. Now, that's never been an issue for me. Ask my wife. So here's today's example. My top 10 opinions about science fiction, fantasy, and horror films that some people may find a little controversial. Welcome to Fantasy for the Ages, the show where a father and son sit down and talk about fantasy, science fiction, and other nerdy things that we enjoy. Today, Just Jim here, the father of this show, bringing a quick take episode to you. Again, as I said in the intro, my top 10 perhaps most controversial opinions about fantasy, science fiction, and horror movies. If you enjoy what you see today, or even if I rile you up a bit, or just have you shaking your head, whatever it is, please hit the like button. Let us know you enjoyed the content. And if you haven't subscribed yet, we invite you to do so. And look down in the show notes. You can find a lot of other ways to connect with Zach and I. Social media, our Discord server, there's an invite down there. We even have a Patreon page if you want to go all in and help us keep this content coming. So, opinions. I'm always right. That's what my wife says. Wait a second. No, I got that backwards. That's not what my wife says. But that is what I feel until someone can prove otherwise. I mean, come on. Who stakes an opinion thinking, you know, I might actually be wrong about this? It's one thing to acknowledge you might be wrong, but make people prove it. Be firm in your convictions. That's what I say. And that's exactly what I feel about the movie opinions that I'm going to share with you today. No one has been able to shift my opinion on the various movies that I'm going to bring to you here. Movies you've likely heard of, but may have very different opinions about than I'm going to share. If you have facts about these films, or even just strong opinions that might move my opinion, I want to hear it. So again, use that comment box and let me know why I'm wrong. I'm always willing to admit I'm wrong when I'm proven, but not otherwise. Let me start with an example, a bonus opinion, which I no longer hold. So this is proof of how I can change and grow. 1997's Starship Troopers. I hated that movie the first time I watched it. What a load of trash. This opinion, however, I've grown way beyond. That movie is an amazing piece of satire. It's making fun of fascism, politics, military protocol for the sake of protocol, and honestly, human nature at the core. And this movie is better every time I watch it now. So, Starship Troopers. I was so wrong that first time. Okay, I'll admit it. But here's the opinions that I'm still waiting to see someone debunk. Prove me wrong. Number 10. I have never seen the 2006 fantasy film Pan's Labyrinth. And honestly, I have never had the urge. Am I missing out? Maybe. It tends to be a highly rated film, critics and fans giving it high scores, but something about it, the little I've been able to see, little clips here and there, the bit I've read, it just does not draw me in. So, Pan's Labyrinth. Number 9. I am a sucker for Friday the 13th movies, from the 1980 original to even the cheesy later ones, such as these classics, 1993's Jason Goes to Hell, 2001's Jason X, also known humorously as Friday the 13th in Space, and the delightful 2003 Freddy vs. Jason. Took a lot of work to get that movie to happen. Behind the scenes maneuverings. Of course, I happen to be a big Freddy Krueger Nightmare on Elm Street fan too, so that movie was the bomb. Starting with the second film, these Friday the 13th films are movies that gave the fans exactly what they were looking for. And they just kept amping up the humor and the ridiculous ways stupid teenagers and young adults could meet their demise. The plots are thin. The kills? Creative. And the humor is there for anyone who's looking for it. I've watched all of these movies numerous times. Number 8. While Stanley Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey 1968 may be a classic, both of science fiction and cinema, it bores me to death. I enjoyed the book more, but the movie, aside from a few key scenes, I'm sorry, Dave, I can't do that. You know, a few key moments. Other than that, it just makes me yawn. Number 7. Close Encounters of the Third Kind, 1977. Steven Spielberg's first great science fiction film. It isn't all that great. All these little nonsensical occurrences in the lives of various random people throughout the movie, all adding up to an attempt by aliens to communicate with us and vice versa. It tries to be so grandiose and majestic at the end, and I'm like, meh, it's just an okay movie. It's not bad. It's just okay. Number 6. I tried to watch the Blade Runner sequel that came out not too many years ago. I quit about halfway through. I was not connecting with it, and it probably makes sense, as I honestly didn't enjoy the 1982 original all that much. Now, I did watch all of that movie, and I appreciate the story, but again, I was somewhat bored by this film. I think it was too caught up in the design of the future and a little light on just telling us a good story. So despite it being based on great source material, the movie fails to grab my interest. Number 5. As much as I love the Lord of the Rings movie adaptations by Peter Jackson, I could live with never again having to see any part of that Hobbit trilogy. I mean, really? A trilogy out of that book? That's an awful, bloated money grab. The one thing that makes me feel just a little better about having watched all of that and honestly actually owning it is, well, now that I've seen season 1 of Amazon's The Rings of Power, I recognize how much worse The Hobbit could have been. Number 4. I love The Matrix trilogy. I can watch them all on repeat. Not just the 1999 initial movie, all 3 of them. They are just spectacular works of film. Start to finish. Full stop. Number 3. Now, I've been, you know, amping these up as I go on purpose. So these are my biggest 3, perhaps. And let's see what you think. For this one, the Harry Potter films. I really disliked that moment in the films when they mostly ditched wearing robes. That starts in the 3rd film. As I'm watching it, I'm like, what are they doing? From that point on, the students, for the most part, all looked like young people anywhere, rather than youth of the wizarding world. And that directing or writing choice always bugged me. It still does. I heard it was the director's decision. I don't know if that's 100% true, but I just won't forgive it. I mean, it's a disappointing break from the books, and obviously it's an adaptation, they change things, but the Harry Potter movies are pretty good adaptations of the books. But you get to this one, and it's just disappointing. I mean, there's no real justifiable reason for having them stop wearing the wizarding robes, other than they wanted to make it easier to make a film. Number 2. I thoroughly enjoy the Star Wars prequel trilogy. Even though I can laugh along with those of the fandom at some of the ridiculous items they brought to us. Midichlorians, anyone? But I still enjoy those movies immensely. From pod racing to angsty Anakin to Senator Jar Jar Binks. It all works for me. Yep. And finally, number 1, my most controversial opinion. At least I think it is. Kevin Costner's 1997 post-apocalyptic film, The Postman, is a misunderstood and underappreciated film. I loved this gritty tale of a schmuck drifter who comes up with a con based on coming upon a postman's uniform he can now take as his own. And by doing so and trying to pass off as something that he is not, he unwittingly ends up restoring society. Is it fantastical and unrealistic? Absolutely. But I was thoroughly entertained, and I'm so disappointed this movie just gets panned across the board. If you've never watched The Postman, go into it with an open mind, and you might actually find it something you enjoy. Okay, that's what I have for you, my top 10 controversial movie opinions from fantasy, science fiction, and horror. Let me know what you think. Do you agree? Are there any on this list you're like, dude, that's not controversial. Everyone in the world agrees on that now. I don't know. Maybe it's true. And is there anything in here that should have been on the list, you know, that I didn't mention? Use the comment box again. Let me know. Thanks for watching. We'll talk to you next time.